delightful story, really. Joseph Gillespie from Finn Valley, from Ballybuffet here, he really did the business today, and leading from the second round with a 14-19 jump. And indeed, he had three jumps over 14 metres. So the young 22-year-old that's been in the sport, it's been a long journey. I first encountered him when he was at National School at Sheshanil. In fact, while at National School in Sheshanil, which is out beyond Ballybuffet here, as you well know, he got the John Carlin Award as Outstanding Boy in the Primary School Sports that year. So it's been quite a journey. And of course, in recent weeks, he also won the National Under 22 three championships, so he is indeed in every respect the best triple jumper in on the island of Ireland, and he was outstanding today. Three jumps, as I say, he had a 14-19, 14-18 and a 14-13, and that's pretty significant. So Joseph Gillespie from Carrickmacrae outside Ballybuffet is the new national senior triple jump champion, and in previous years he's always been there, he's been ever present over the last few years, and indeed he got second a few years back, but even during this week, talking to him this week, he says, I would dearly, dearly love to win the national triple jump. And a little, indeed, to be honest, I didn't know or visualise that maybe he would, because you just never know, you just got to get it right on the day, and he certainly got it right on the day, accompanied by a couple of young lads that he knocks about with here. They'll be all delighted, and you know, they're a good bunch of young fellas, and they'll be delighted for him, and we're all delighted for him. So a national senior title is a big deal in the sport of athletics, so well done to him. And just to catch up on other stuff as well, obviously, Cara Laverty of Finn Valley, she's through to the 1500 metres after the heats today, final tomorrow. Tara Rose Smith, who competed on the 18 Europeans last weekend, she's very young, of course, 16 years of age, she had a 4.28. It wasn't good enough to get her to the final, but great experience for her, of course. And earlier than that, I told you about Oisin Kelly from Cranford. He's in the 800 metres final tomorrow, as is Arlene Crossan, who won her heat convincingly earlier today at 58.26, as is Lucy McGlynn from the Tyrconnell Club, the Ballyshannon girl. And that's where it's at today. We're looking forward to tomorrow, of course, to those people that are in finals. We're looking forward tomorrow to Eilish Flanagan and Nikita Burke from Letterkenny. They're entered for the 5,000 metres, as is Oisin Gallen, and indeed a few other people competing as well. Lauren Callaghan, of course, she's out to reclaim her national senior long jump title. So that's going to be exciting. So there's quite a lot of stuff going on tomorrow, and in addition to the football. So there's a break for the football, actually, in the athletics tomorrow. So I may be only able to bring you a little bit of it before you close down at 6 o'clock, because it really kicks off at 6 again to 8 after the football. But there is action earlier in the day, and we'll see how that goes. We'll be particularly watching Lauren Callaghan earlier in the day. The other news, of course, that you'll read about in tomorrow's newspaper is that Adelecki, who was in the 200 metres, she did not have the qualification, although she was second in the Europeans last time round. She did not have the qualification for this year's championships, and indeed, you know, she had a poor season, but by goodness, she really put it together today. She did 22.80. The qualification time was 22.85. So she's on the plane to Birmingham for the European Championships, and of course, she will also be in that relay team, as in that relay squad, as will no doubt Arlene Crossan. So that's where we're at. Mark English, people will be wondering. Mark English did not compete. He's training abroad, and it didn't form part of his plans today. So that was the story there. Cian McPhillips, who was the other great Irish 800 metre runner from Longford, he easily won his heat. So that's it. But Oisin Kelly is in that 800 metres final. So well done to him. That's where we're at today.
Brilliant, Patsy. Patsy, from a Donegal point of view, you have an interesting question for you. So many talented athletes from Tyrconnell County aiming and challenging for national honours. How fortunate are we to be in such a position?
Well, we're obviously very, very fortunate, you know, and you know, we're delighted about that. But, you know, we're always trying to be better, and you know, we have kind of we have kind of got this mindset, you know, that we always have people in that situation, and you know, you're building. It's a really a case of building, and you know, I come on here talking about underage 10, 11, 12, 12, 13 year old athletes, and you know, they eventually end up as our senior athletes. So it's really all about in the various clubs just building athletes, and it's all about, you know, in fairness, we're lucky, of course we're lucky, but it's not about luck in that sense either. It's about a lot of hard work being done in all the various clubs, you know, and doing their best. But we always can do better, and we need to always, you know, not settle for where we're at. We need to continue to think, right, how can we do better? But that's probably the mindset that brings us to the position that we're in, Kieran.